Blog Talk Radio.
Testing, testing. This is just a test episode just to see what's going on. So really, this is me just coming back to doing podcasting. I realize that podcasting has become a new trend or a fad, if you want to say. But I did this a little while ago, if you see my page. But what I wanted to do, I just wanted to bring it back just because I had something to say. I mean, I've been doing some writing. There's a lot of things that I went through throughout my hiatus, and I like doing it. I think this is a very therapeutic thing to do, even just, you know, it doesn't even have to be for, you know, listeners or viewers or even to get followed on social media. I want to kind of just do it for myself. So for this test episode, it's kind of an introduction. It's not going to be listed. Who knows? I might list it later on as something, you know, just put public, and if anyone wants to know things about it, but right now it's not listed. So this is just me talking, get my feet wet back into podcasting. So, you know, because so much stuff has happened, 2020 has been a year of a lot of new plateaus, so to speak, and not necessarily a good thing of how I say that, but I think now more than ever, you need more positivity than negativity in the world. And we've been through hell for the last 4 years, even this past year. It's just like hell upon hell with the cherry on top. So what I want to do in these podcasts is just really just talk. Talk to people, talk to myself, really just get things off my chest and just continue to feed that positivity. I want this to be a safe space for people to voice their opinions. Now, when I say that, yes, there may be some conditions on it. I don't hate or anything, but it's freedom of speech. You know, some things you need to get off your chest that may not be so politically correct. You know, you got to say some things. And I get that, I understand that, because some things you just can't put into words all the time or just be so nice about it. Some things you really do have to just say, I mean. And this may be just the episode for you, because this may just be the show for you because of what continues to go on in this world. It frustrates you. A lot of things can frustrate you, but we weren't built to handle stress, frustration, and anger all the time. And our bodies are not conditioned that physically. I mean, it breaks us down. So my thing is, why not do a podcast about it? Why not just have some fun with it? You know, one of my favorite things to do, especially when I'm down, of course, one of the first things is like write and pray, those type of things. But another thing is, man, I just pop into comedy. You know, I love stand-up comedy. I love comedy movies, especially, you know, the old school ones, like from the 80s and the 90s type of comedies. You know, Police Academy is a great one. Adam Sandler has some great films. Even stand-up comedians, Dave Chappelle, Gabriel Iglesias, Bill Burr. You know, I'm a huge fan of comedy, very huge fan of comedy. You know, I love a lot of comedians, even some of the ones you may not heard of, like Ralphie May. Ralphie May is a very good one. I actually saw Gabriel Iglesias live. I'm going to see Dave Chappelle live. Dave Chappelle's kind of hard to get live, it seems. It seems he kind of pops out whenever he wants to. And then he slides back into his hole. You don't hear from him. And, you know, rightfully so. He's an established comedian. So my next episode, my pilot episode that I have, it's going to be about dealing with this adversity that's going on in this world. I mean, through these podcasts, a little bit of myself will be revealed of, you know, so much stuff that has gone on in this world and in my life too, because, I mean, it's just so much stuff that has happened and things that continue to happen. Like, I mean, even from the past, from when I first started this to now, it's just been a lot of stuff that I had to go through, a lot of stuff that, you know, I've grown to know. Sometimes knowledge is not always great. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes the things that you wish, you know, or how can I say it? Sometimes ignorance is bliss. You know, I guess you could dig that all the way back to Adam and Eve, you know. So, can you say about that? You know, it's better for them not to know good and evil. Because sometimes evil looks so enticing, wrapped up in a pretty package, and it's really all wrong. That's what it really is. But, topic of the day, pilot episode, test episode, whatever you want to call it, whatever you feel it needs to be labeled, whatever it is, it's kind of a freestyle, nothing planned, just wanting to go live right now at an odd time of the day because this is what needs to be done. And this is what needs to be said, you know. And I say this because it's not that I feel like I have an obligation to do it. And it's not like I feel like it's just because I got something to say, I need to say it. If I was really, you know, in it for viewers, for social media, I would have put my social media stuff up here. This is just for people that want to listen, or even just for me, just to hear myself from years from now, seeing where I was, to where I've grown, because even I had the old podcast archived here so I could listen to myself from back in the day, 4 or 5 years ago, and hear what I'm saying, and, you know, see where I've grown, you know, because you never want to be stuck in the same spot. You want to keep on moving. You want to keep on doing what you're doing, progress, tiny steps, baby steps. Sometimes it may not seem like you're growing, but you are. And what I really want to do is just, you know, just live. You know, and there's different levels of that. You know, some people just want to live with longevity. Some people want to make the most of their lives while they're here. Some people want to wait till, you know, retirement to live. You know, if anything that this year has taught us is that nothing's guaranteed. You know, people of all ages have died, not just from COVID, but from many other things as well. And some things you just can't wait on. Sometimes you really do got to move forward on. Like, say, for example, there's this girl or guy that you like, whomever, but you're waiting for the right opportunity to talk to them, to ask for the number, something like that. You know, there may never be a perfect opportunity. There may never be a perfect opportunity. Sometimes, you know, you just got to go in and do it, you know. And if you get rejected, hey, man, it's not the end of the world. You did what you had to do. And, you know, you got rejected. Go about your day. Yeah, it may hurt a little bit, but, man, that's part of life. That's part of the excitement. That's part of the thrill. That's part of the love. That's part of realness about it. It's just so much uncertainty. Or someone that you think that really may be digging you and they really just see you as a friend. You know, that's another thing. Too, another shot down, but in a different way. In a different way. But my thing is to live life to the fullest every day. But how can you do that? And that's what this podcast is going to be about. How do you do that? And I'm learning too. I'm learning too. So that's why I do this stuff. Because I like to learn as well. And it's not just book knowledge. It's other things too that you got to learn about. You got to learn to put your best foot forward. You get enough book knowledge in school. You get enough book knowledge in college. You get enough book knowledge in post-grad. Even when you're out of all those things, you still got to maintain certifications, you maintain, you know, your ability to critically think. So you're constantly reading articles, constantly reading books, periodicals, anything. But when it comes to life, when it comes to people, when it comes to situations, when it comes to common sense, You can read all the books that you want, but that's not going to help you. So, you know, you can take this with a grain of salt and do whatever, but, you know, the reality is there's a lot of books that have a lot of answers. But it's nothing like living and tell to tell yourself. So I say this in hopes that, you know, you could understand that in reality, you know, reality that you just take one foot forward and continue to move forward, because who's to say that you can't? Who's to say that you can't do that? No. As a, you know, when you're a young child, you're always taught to be quiet. You know, don't talk while adults are talking. You know, kids are supposed to be heard, not seen. I mean, seen, not heard, stuff like that, you know. But now, you know, it's really time to move forward. And you hate to say, and I hate to say this too, and you hate to even think that, but, you know, sometimes, you know, the best part of you comes after something tragic happens. You know, this year has brought some tragedy my way. Say, you know, a lot of pain, but a lot, I do say the blessings and triumphs outweigh the pain and the adversity, but man, do you get thrown through the ringer sometimes just to get a piece of what you were expecting to get. And what you really want, you know, is survive the next day, because after the next minute, after the next hour, you know, who's to say what can happen? But this is why I say it. This is why this episode, this is why the show is called Say It, because some things just need to be said. No matter how right or wrong it may sound, sometimes you just got to get things off your chest. You got to let it know, you know. And I'm not here to step on anybody's toes. This is not a political show. And this is not a show about religion. I mean, even though we touch on all these subjects, this is not a show about health. This is not a show about, hey, we just talking. Like I know you. We just talking like friends. That's it. Ain't nothing more about it. Ain't nothing deep about it. But this is supposed to be a safe space. Beautiful voice. And that's all it is. Who knows, I may even come in here sometimes with no agenda. Like today, this is all freestyle. But this is what this is all about, you know. So, in closing, the last 90 minutes of this, 90 seconds of this show, you know, stay tuned for more. You know, like I said, we're not just one genre of anything. I'm not here to rile anybody up. I'm not here to make anybody sad. This is a release, because so much stuff has gone on and so much stuff has been pent up, you know. So I just want people to know that, you know, you got somebody out there rooting for you. You know, suicides are gone up, people had the Oxycontin pandemic. I mean, it's just been a whirlwind of stuff. People need a break. Every time you turn on the news, it's always something. So look, say it. This is what we about. This is what we about. Our next episode, full episode, which is 1 hour, is scheduled for January 10th. But if you do not make that episode, it will be recording. You can catch it on demand. The link will be in there. You know how Blog Talk Radio works. And that's our show. So 15 minutes, well worth it. See you soon.